What's up, family? Welcome back to episode number 9 of PJ's Take. I want to introduce my guest, Cam. Say what's up.
What's up, y'all? My name is Cam, 21. I'm PJ's younger brother. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. So, with that being said, today we're going to talk about being yourself, kind of what that entails, what that means, how we apply that to our lives, what it doesn't look like, and what it does look like. So, what does being yourself, what does that look like? That looks like people pleasing, and that looks like attention seeking. Cam, what you think about that, bro?
Not being yourself, to me, that means like just not being genuine with yourself, not being real with yourself. Like, you just doing what other people around you doing, and then, like, you have no real identity. It's like you just floating by the wind, you know what I'm saying? You don't have no, your feet not planted.
Not for that. That's real talk. Yeah, that's real talk. I think that identity, like, it's such a big deal because, like, attention seeking, if you look at social media, people just try to emulate other people and they just want their 15 minutes of fame. They don't have no identity. Right. They don't have, like, no, like, people don't got like no self-worth because they too like involved in what other people got going on for
right.
And then people pleasing, like I said too, like for me, like I used to people please because I wanted to be popular, and I was just going with the crowd, I was just going with the wind, like you said, like, and that was me all throughout high school too, and up to 25 years old, I can finally say that I'm not a people pleaser no more. And then when I started doing that, some people stopped rocking with me, but I knew I was being true to myself. And when you're being true to yourself, people's true colors are going to show, to be honest. What you think?
Right. When you being your genuine self, like, that's when, you know, people can't control you, and like people can't, like, tell you what to do and stuff like that. And I know you're just a different person, like, you're your own person. You're not going for everything to go for, you know, like, so.
Why do you think people get caught up with, like, the crowd mentality, like, trying to do what's, like, popular? Like, why do you think that's so prevalent? And it's been going on, like, our whole lives. Like, we see people doing it, like, every day.
I think, like, one of the reasons is, like, people scared to be alone. I feel like people scared to stand on their own 2 feet. It's like, I don't know, like, especially with social media, like you said, like, it's so easy to get it caught up in, like, what everybody else is doing. Anything other than the normal is considered crazy, I guess. Like, people need friends and stuff like that. They just need validation. And, like, when you're not being yourself, like, you need all that stuff. But, like, when you're being yourself, like, you can stand on your own 2 feet and, like, be courageous in yourself.
That's good. Being courageous in yourself. So why you said like being alone? So like, you correlate being alone as being a good thing? Like most people would say that's a bad thing.
I say it's a good thing because like, I don't know. It's just being alone. Like, it's just better for yourself. You listening to yourself. You doctoring your tools and stuff like that. I feel like it's more genuine. Like, it just makes you, it changes you when you're alone.
You said it make you dangerous?
I said it makes you different.
Oh, my fault.
It makes you different. Like, being alone, I can get some all that. It's a great thing.
No, for sure. You can definitely do great things. But, like, speaking of being courageous, like, that goes hand in hand with confidence, right?
Right.
And I think being yourself, confidence looks like being yourself. And like, I referenced the scripture that say that in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. And like, this is stipulation. It don't say in how much money you got. It don't say how many Instagram followers you got.
Right.
It don't say in how big your house is, how many cars you got. It's in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. And I feel like when you being yourself, living for God and not really living for like the opinion of other people. And that, you actually sent that to me one time in a text, and it really encouraged me. Like, being yourself in the fear of the Lord, is it'll take you a lot farther than trying to fit in with the crowd, really. I don't know. What you think?
Nah, that's facts, though. When you're alone, it's like a guy for real. I'll show you everything he's doing. Like, he's going to, like, be in it or whatever. You won't even need, like, 5-10 friends to give you that confidence that you need every day. You really only need...
So you think like having a smaller circle is like better? Like, how would you compare that, having a smaller circle of like more intimate, more genuine friends versus having a big circle?
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Small circle is definitely better for feel like in a big group, like, no way that everybody's being themselves and everybody's being genuine in a big group. Like, there's no way. That's why, like, a group of like 2, 3, or 4, or even 1, that's good, because everybody's on the same
page. Even 1?
Yeah, because everybody on the same page, you know? Yeah, not like, you know what I mean?
Nah, I feel that. I definitely, I would say, like, because back in school, I wasn't really like popular. And I would look at the people who was in the bigger circles and I would like envy them. And I would be like, you know, what could I do to be in their shoes? And I would say that was a pretty toxic way of thinking, for real. Because, like, now, I like, like you said, I like having a smaller circle. Mm-hmm. Like, because iron sharpens iron, right? So, like, you keeping yourself sharp. And then, like, another scripture I like, and it say that, it say the kisses of an enemy are bad, but, like, the wounds of a friend are good. And it's saying, like, people who are being fake, like, in your big circle, like, the kisses of an enemy. So it's saying, like, they just go with the flow. They don't care about your well-being. But the wounds of a friend are good, because that means they're giving you tough love, and they're telling you how it is. And right. It's going to hurt, but it's gonna help you grow at the same time.
Right.
That's how I look at it. It kind of goes back to what you were saying, too.
That's that. I would say iron sharpens
iron. Yeah, but, oh, my fault. Go ahead.
Like I said, iron sharpens iron, so.
Yeah. Yep, iron sharpens iron. And then, like, another aspect of what being yourself does look like is who God called us to be. So, Jeremiah 29:11, I'm sure you heard it before, but it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So I feel like if you know that you know who you are in God, then other people's opinions don't really matter. Would you say so?
No, that's facts. If you know your identity in God, you know your plan, you know his plan for your life, and you know his will, like, there's really nothing else anybody can tell you. Anything else is extra. Like, you don't need a friend to tell you otherwise. You know what I mean?
Nah, for real. Remember when you texted me and you had said, you said something along the lines of people try to sway you their way? Remember what you were saying?
I feel like people, like, nowadays, like, they, or anytime, they're trying to make you like them. You know what I mean? So they're trying to put you on what they like and put you on the, you know, what's most important in their lives. I feel like when you're not being yourself, you're going to go for that, and you're going to do, like, what they usually do. And when you're being yourself, like, you can, like, it draws a line in the sand. So it's like you're doing your own thing. Like, you're not trying to be somebody else. It's just dangerous, I feel like.
Nah, that's real dangerous. So I know back in school, you was, I guess people would consider, like, popular. So, like, was it hard to, like, go from being I guess like well known, well liked. Well, you're still well known and well liked, but was it hard going from being in the big crowds to like being more true to yourself and being locked in and focused on what you got going on?
Definitely was like, it's crazy because I felt that like as soon as I graduated, that's when like 90, 80% of my friends, like, I started talking to them and stuff like that. So like things were just different.
You said as soon as you graduated?
Yeah. Cause like after I graduated, I had like started working a full time job, so I really had lost a lot of my friends then, cause I was working like all night. So it wasn't until like I say like this year and like beginning like halfway through last year that I really locked in with God. You know, like He really showed me like what's my plan, and like was really like closer to me this whole time period. Cause I really like
that's real talk.
But yeah, it was definitely hard though, cause like I don't know, I'm kind of like introverted and extroverted, so like I like being around people, but then again, I don't. Like I like, like I like having like a lot of people, like a lot of friends and stuff, but at the same time, I need alone time. So it was kind of hard to just not being around everybody. But
I feel that
I kind of got used to it, like during that time that I really found my purpose, really locked in on my craft and all that.
So like especially like during the pandemic, right?
Right.
Because that was like crazy.
Crazy time.
But so you talked about being locked in with God, like you told me, but I want you to tell the people listening like how that went for you, like the stuff you struggle with, how God like helped you, just like all the conversations we had. Like tell the people, because I feel like those are some gems that they need to hear.
I'm gonna tell you what I can remember. Like, no, I was really like, I was smoking jewels a lot. I was smoking weed a lot. I was getting drunk. You know, like being locked in with God. Like I really had to cut that stuff out. Like last year, that's when I cut out the jewels. I had a whole crazy experience with that, like my lungs and stuff like that. Long stuff. Cut out last year. I've been breathing better and all that. Getting closer to Him. The weed was like really a big problem because I had used that to cope. Like, I used that to cope, to eat, to be happy in general.
To eat?
Yeah. Cause like, if weed, I don't think you have to smoke weed. But it's like, when you smoke weed, like, you stop, like, you can't really eat. I was using that to eat.
No, I didn't know that.
Like, you only get hungry like, when you smoke. So, like, I was really codependent. Now I was drinking too. Had to cut that all that out. You know, never since I did all that stuff, like I really got closer. I really made strides in like my craft, my music, my clothes and stuff like that. And just in my spirit in general. Like I really got farther than I ever would have had I not done it. And then,
bro, your testimony is like powerful, bro.
Yeah, bro. Crazy time. I'm just
crazy, bro.
I'm just glad I'm on the other side of it. I'm just glad that,
you know, nah, for real.
I'm glad that I'm in a better place, and I'm glad that I'm locked in with God now. Like, for sure.
Nah, for real. That's real talk.
Yes, sir.
That's real talk. I think I would say, I definitely got more locked in too with God. Like, I don't know if people know, but, like, growing up in, like, a church household, like, you don't really get a say in if you go to church or not. So, like, it was kind of, like, the norm to go to church. And, like, back at Greater Remnant, it was Sunday school, and then church, and then you came back for night service. And then, like, Bible studies and choir rehearsal. And, like, growing up, that's kind of, like, the norm. So you're just conditioned to like accept everything. But like as I got older and left the crib, I had to find out answers more on my own. Like my prayer life like got so much better. and my, you know, reading my word, got more consistent with that too. And like, I had to cut some things out. Like, bro, I was so bad with comparing myself to other people.
Right.
Like, cause I wasn't being myself. That goes back to being yourself. I was so bad at that. And I had to cut that out. I had to cut out, you know, pornography. And
yeah.
It's just a lot, bro. Like, I really had to cut that stuff out because that stuff is really toxic. And like, people glorify that garbage. And I had to stop. Like, it really was not for me at all.
Right.
But so like, so you being locked in with God, you explained that. So you said being locked in with your craft. So what does that mean? Like, how does that, how did that apply to you?
Man. And I cut out, like, cut out all the drugs and stuff like that. Cut out all the porn, like you said. And really, like, I went, like, kind of naked out here. Like, you just, like, what's next you think about in your mind? You just think about your craft now. But all that time I was spent doing the other stuff, like, it was now put toward my craft. So it's like, every day I wake up, I got to do X, Y, Z. Like, I write it down. I really like make beats every day, like write something, draw something out, like something like toward my craft.
I know you've been more consistent in your word too.
Right. Yeah, I've been reading my reading the Bible every day. Like, I try to read at least like 5 to 10 chapters a day. Like, I'm trying to read the whole thing through. But it's getting locked in with your craft, like just doing something towards it every day, because everybody got gifts and talents. Like, the ones that hone in, like, and be fruitful with them every day. Like, that's how you get great. And that's what I try to do.
Real talk. Was it hard to cut out, like, all that stuff that you mentioned? Like, was it hard?
Oh, yeah, it was extremely hard because I had started smoking when I was, like, I think, like, eighth grade year, the summer. That's when I had started smoking, so like, I had been doing it for like a long period of time, if you think about it.
That's a long time.
Yeah, like, I used to, like, my first thing was, like, a cigarette, and then, like, I used to, like, Black and Miles, and then weed and all that, duels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially the porn, like, I started porn, like, middle school, like, sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe fifth grade, so it was like, those things kind of, like, became a part of me, so, like, it was really hard to stop. But once I did, like, I felt really better. Like, everything.
You feel like you feel like you got your identity back?
Oh, for sure.
When you got more locked in with God?
Sure.
Like, you was more of yourself?
Most definitely. Like, you're the only one that can give you your identity. You know what I mean?
Mm. Say that again?
Like, he's the only one that can give you your identity.
So, not social media.
Nah.
Not how much money you have.
Nah.
Not how popular you are.
Nah.
Okay. See, I wish I heard that years ago. Like, I really needed to hear that.
Yeah, bro.
But that's real talk.
Everybody's born different. Everybody got their own thing. You know what I mean?
I think it really takes maturity, for real, to acknowledge that, like, you need to cut things out. It don't matter to be popular. Like, it takes maturity to realize, like, being the most liked. And I feel like, anyway, like, if you always the most liked, you probably doing something that you're not being true to yourself, I think.
Right. I feel like at the same time, though, like, the people that everybody likes, like, those are the ones that's being themselves. You know what I mean?
Wait, what you mean? What you mean?
Like, the people that everybody, like, kind of, like, flock to, those are the ones that's being themselves. Those are the ones that are different.
So they're not, like, they cut from a different cloth.
I wouldn't say cut from a different cloth, but, like, they just being themselves. People tend to like that, flock to that. I say, like, be a follower.
Wait, say that one more time.
I said, be a leader, not a follower.
Be a leader, not a follower. People are more attracted to leaders instead of followers.
Yeah.
I like that, bro. I like that. Yeah. That kind of reminded me back on that scripture I was saying, bro. And like the part I really like when it said the plans that God has for us, like plans and goals. I feel like somebody who's being they self is somebody who's like they got goals that they're working towards and then they don't get distracted.
Right.
Like what are some goals that you've had that you've been since you cut all that stuff out that you mentioned before that you've been like more locked in with?
This album, I would say this like being more fruitful with my gifts in general. Like, cause when I was doing those things, I would take up like half my day or even more. It was like
working on your album,
working on my album, just anything. Like when you're doing those other things that like before you cut them out, like that's all you think about. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah, let's be more fruitful.
How was that? Being more fruitful?
Yeah.
So how was that? So obviously that's the first for you, right? Like coming out with an album.
Yeah.
So like, how did you like tackle that? Because I'm sure you've had some like some stuff that you never like went through before or experienced before doing this.
Yeah.
So was it hard? Was it hard to like get locked in with it? In the sense of like knowing what to do and what not to do and stuff like that?
I don't know. I wouldn't say it was hard, but it was definitely different. Like, it was fun to me. Like everything, I embraced like all the ups and downs and stuff. Like,
there's been a lot of downs.
Yeah, like I found out like I love going to the studio and recording and stuff like that. I like doing a creative process, like putting the whole thing together and like sequencing everything. You know, like putting beats where they're supposed to be, mixing the album, which took a long time. That's the whole thing. So cover art, all that stuff. So it was like, I wouldn't say it was.
It's like a full time job.
Yeah, for real. I wouldn't say it was hard, but it was definitely different. I enjoyed it.
And that was your craft, like working on beats and doing music. Like you always knew you wanted to do that, like work on your craft.
I mean, ever since I got cut from the team, that's all I've been doing is working on beats. Ever since my high school coach.
So you went from bat?
Huh?
Nah, say the game. My fault.
I said ever since my high school coach had cut me, I've been locked in with the beats ever since.
I feel that. I feel that. I do remember that time too. I remember you was when you got cut, you was definitely going through it.
Nah, for real.
And don't quote me on this, but I feel like that partly had an effect on the stuff that you started like messing with, like or like getting into.
It definitely did, cause after I stopped playing basketball, cause that's like all I knew to do. That's all I wanted to do. So it was like after that, it was like I was hanging out outside more. I didn't have no goals. I didn't have no.
You wasn't goal oriented at the time.
Yeah. Cause like hooping and doing good in school. Like when I stopped hooping, it was just like what matters now. You know.
Now for that, you definitely matured a lot. You and Zion, like all of. Like, you don't understand. Like, y'all have matured so much. Like, not only spiritually, but, like, mentally and physically and socially. And it's, like, night and day almost. Like, but I think that goes back to being yourself.
Right.
Because, like you said before, like, when you're goal-oriented, when you're not just, like, focused on what everybody else has got going on, when you don't get caught up in all of the hype, then it's you dangerous. Like you dangerous.
You're different. Like different. Like
yeah. Like the stuff you're doing in private, like the stuff you're doing in private is gonna like people gonna be shook. Like they don't see it coming. Like
right.
Like that's the best way to explain it for
right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with that being said, you got any final thoughts about it, bro? Like about everything we talked about?
I would just say, just be always be yourself. Like learn yourself. Like if you need to, spend some time alone and find yourself, because you can be yourself.
Mm.
You know, like Like once you be yourself, like the world's gonna open up to you, especially if you keep God first. World gonna open up. Your world gonna.
I like that, bro. Yes, sir. That's good. My take about it is, I mean, I 100% agree. Like, you gotta stay true to yourself. I notice a lot of people, like, they don't even rock with, like, doing something, like, or going to a specific place or doing a specific thing, but they'll do it to, like, keep a certain friend group or to stay relevant with people. And I think that's the wrong way to look at it. Like, I feel like if you, and I've noticed this too, like, when I started being myself more, some people in the past, I would, like, not thirst for their attention, but I would, like, try to, like, people, like, people pleasing, like I was saying earlier, like, I would try to, like, be funny or say stuff or do stuff just to get people to laugh, just to get people to notice me and give me attention. This is immaturity, for right. real, I feel like. But my take is, like, if you keep God first and live in the fear of the Lord, that's where your strong confidence comes in. And it don't come in like who you know or what all somebody else can do for you or whatever. But if you live, you know, putting God first, and if you're genuine about it, God's going to honor what right. you got going on. And that's how I feel right. about it. But with that being said, this was a long one. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Hey, family. Sorry that the audio got cut out. But you can follow Cameron on Instagram at killa_cam. That's all uppercase letters. KILLA 4 underscores cam. And be on the lookout for Live. That's his album dropping this month. And you can follow me also on Instagram at PJFinley7. And at PJ's Take, that's PJFinley7 and PJS_Take. Peace and bless up.